This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What to do if you freeze or lose your words mid-conversation? Why your mind goes blank, and how to recover before it costs you. In short, freezing mid-conversation is not a weakness. It is a predictable stress response that most people never learn to recognise or prepare for. If you go blank during difficult conversations at work, the problem is not your ability. It is the absence of a recovery system. The signs of freezing are often invisible to the person experiencing them until the damage is already done. Most freezes are preceded by specific, recognizable warning signals you can learn to catch early. A single prepared recovery phrase can change everything in the moment. Definition: freeze mid-conversation refers to the sudden loss of words, thought, or composure during a high-stakes or emotionally charged discussion. It is a stress-triggered cognitive shutdown that interrupts your ability to think, speak, and respond clearly at the moment you need those skills most. You thought you were ready. You had the points clear in your head. You walked into the conversation knowing exactly what you needed to say. Then the other person pushed back, or looked at you a certain way, or said something you did not expect, and your mind went completely blank. The words were simply gone. That moment is what I call a freeze mid-conversation. And it has happened to nearly every person I have ever worked with over 6 decades in this field. The problem is not that it happens. The problem is that most people never see it coming, never understand why it happens, and never build a system for recovering from it. They just walk away shaken, replaying the silence, wondering why they could not hold it together when it mattered most. The warning signs are subtle, and that is exactly why they go unnoticed. What follows will help you recognize them, understand the shape of the problem, and take a clear first step toward handling difficult conversations with more confidence and strength. Why the signs of freezing are so easy to miss. The body does not announce what it is about to do. When you are heading into a difficult conversation, your nervous system is already reading the situation for threat. By the time you feel the freeze, it has already started. The signs that precede it often look like something else entirely: a dry throat, a slightly faster pulse, a flicker of forgetfulness. Nothing alarming. Nothing that tells you to prepare differently. People also normalize these signs because freezing tends to be brief. You lose the thread for 5 seconds, find something to say, and push through. You tell yourself it was just a stumble, and then it happens again in the next conversation, and the one after that, each time leaving you a little less confident than before. If you've ever left a difficult conversation feeling like you did not say what you meant to say, this list is for you. 6 signs you are about to freeze, or already are. 1. You start answering before you have finished listening. What it looks like: you interrupt or begin responding while the other person is still speaking, then lose your thread mid-sentence because your mind was doing 2 things at once. Why it happens: anxiety pushes you towards speaking quickly, as if speed will protect you from silence. The pressure of a difficult conversation triggers the urge to fill space before you are ready. Why it matters: half-formed responses in difficult conversations create confusion and leave you more exposed, not less. The other person hears uncertainty. You feel worse. What to do? Before your next difficult conversation, commit to waiting 1 full beat after the other person stops speaking. It will feel uncomfortable. That discomfort is the practice. This one surprised me when I first recognized it in myself. I thought I was being decisive. I was just afraid of silence. 2. Your vocabulary narrows under pressure. What it looks like: you find yourself reaching for words and settling for simpler, vaguer ones. It is just complicated when you had a specific point ready. I do not know how to say this, becoming the sentence instead of the thing you actually meant to say. Why it happens: stress reduces access to the more sophisticated parts of your vocabulary. Your brain is conserving resources. Language becomes a casualty. Why it matters: vague language in difficult conversations creates misunderstanding and signals to the other person that you are not confident in your position, even if you genuinely are. What to do? Write your core message in 1 clear sentence before any high-stakes conversation. If you lose everything else, you still have that sentence to return to. If you are preparing for a high-stakes team discussion, this is the most important thing you can do in advance. I used to mistake this narrowing for honesty. I thought I was being plain-spoken. I was disappearing. 3. You physically check out while still in the room. What it looks like: you break eye contact, glance at the door, shift in your seat repeatedly, or suddenly become very interested in your hands. Your body is preparing to leave before you have made any decision to leave. Why it happens? The freeze is not only cognitive, it is physical. Fight or flight is a real response, and in a difficult conversation, flight often shows up as a series of small retreats before the full withdrawal. Why it matters? The other person reads your body before they hear your words. Physical retreat in a difficult conversation communicates that you are not fully present, which can be read as disinterest, disrespect, or guilt, depending on the context. You can find a practical structure for staying grounded when tension rises in the sky to the core framework for tense work-based conversations. What to do? Before the conversation, choose a physical anchor, feet flat on the floor, both hands resting on the table. When you feel the urge to retreat, return to that anchor. It is a small act, but it keeps you in the room. I learned this the hard way in a conversation with a senior colleague earlier in my career. My feet were pointing at the exit the whole time. He noticed. I did not. 4. You start over explaining to compensate for lost ground. What it looks like. After a moment of freezing, you rush to fill the silence with extra words, caveats, and qualifications. The more you talk, the further from your point you get. Why it happens? Over-explaining is the brain trying to recover lost ground at full speed. It feels productive. It is the opposite of productive. This pattern often appears alongside defensive reactions when feedback is involved. Why it matters? In a difficult conversation, over-explanation dilutes your message and signals that you are not sure of what you are saying. The other person often walks away with the exact impression you were trying to avoid. What to do? Prepare a recovery phrase in advance. Something simple. Let me come back to my main point. Say it, pause for 2 seconds, then make your point. The pause is not weakness. It is control. This was my worst habit for years. I genuinely believed I was clarifying. I was cluttering. 5. You mentally draft your next line while the other person is talking. What it looks like, you're nodding, maintaining eye contact, looking engaged, but inside, you're rehearsing what you're going to say next and absorbing nothing that is being said to you. Why it happens? Anticipating your next move feels safer than staying present with what is actually happening. It is a protective strategy that the anxious mind generates automatically under conversational pressure. Why it matters? This is the most counterintuitive sign on this list because it looks like engagement from the outside. But when you miss what the other person actually said, your response lands beside the point. The conversation stalls. Misunderstanding compounds. For difficult conversations that involve conflict within a team, this pattern can become a serious barrier, as explored in this piece on handling conflict during meetings. What to do? Give yourself permission not to have a response ready before the other person finishes. Trust that if you genuinely listen, a real response will come. It always does. And if it does not, a pause is more honest than a rehearsed line that misses the mark. This one cost me more than I care to count. I was so busy preparing my next point that I missed the thing that would have resolved the whole conversation. 6. You agree just to end the discomfort. What it looks like, you find yourself nodding along, softening your position, or agreeing with something you do not actually believe, just to reduce the tension in the room. The conversation ends cleanly. You leave feeling hollow. Why it happens? When the freeze response is near its peak, the brain looks for the fastest route to safety. Agreement is quick and socially rewarded. It stops the discomfort immediately. But the cost comes later, when nothing gets resolved and the conversation has to happen again, usually under worse conditions. Why it matters? False agreement in difficult conversations does not end the problem. It buries it with interest. Teams lose trust in people who say yes and mean nothing by it. Starting the difficult conversation well in the first place is far better than a capitulation that requires a follow-up conversation a week later. What to do? Before a difficult conversation, write down the one thing you cannot agree to. Knowing your line in advance gives you something solid to stand on when the urge to fold arrives. I spent too many years mistaking capitulation for kindness. It is neither. It is avoidance with a friendly face. The root cause behind the freeze. Each of these signs is a separate symptom, but they all grow from the same ground, the nervous system treating a difficult conversation as a survival threat. This is not a metaphor. When the emotional stakes feel high enough, your body genuinely cannot tell the difference between a challenging conversation and a physical danger. Blood flow redirects. Reasoning slows. Language access narrows. The sophisticated communication skills you have spent years building become temporarily unavailable, not because they are gone, but because your system has deprioritized them. The fix is not to feel less. It is to build enough structure around the conversation that your system does not have to improvise from nothing. Preparation, recovery phrases, and physical anchors give the nervous system something reliable to work with. They shift the brain from threat response mode back toward the clear, direct thinking that difficult conversations require. If you want a ready-made structure for resolving the conflicts that often trigger the hardest freezes, the deal method is a solid place to start. And if the fear of the conversation itself is what shuts you down before it even begins, this piece on the confidence-competence loop will help you understand why confidence comes from doing, not from waiting until you feel ready. A simple diagnostic. Do you freeze mid-conversation? Answer yes or no to each of the following. Be honest. Nobody else needs to see this. I often leave difficult conversations feeling like I did not say what I meant to say. I sometimes agree in the moment and regret it within an hour. I find myself talking faster or adding more words when a conversation gets tense. I'm mentally drafting my next response before the other person has finished speaking. My body feels tense or restless before a difficult conversation, not just during it. After an unexpected pushback, I lose my thread and struggle to find it again. I avoid certain conversations at work because the last one did not go the way I wanted. If you answered yes to one or two, you freeze occasionally, usually under significant pressure. Prepare a single recovery phrase and use it next time. If you answered yes to three or four, you are freezing regularly and it is likely affecting your relationships and your effectiveness. Start building a pre-conversation preparation habit. If you answered yes to five or more, freezing is a consistent pattern. It is worth examining not just the individual conversations, but the system of habits, beliefs, and preparations, or lack of them, surrounding those conversations. The checklist above is your starting point, not your finish line. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Your first move. You do not need to overhaul everything at once. Start with one sentence. Before your next difficult conversation, write this down. The one thing I need this conversation to achieve is. That sentence is your anchor. When you lose your words, it is still there. When the other person says something unexpected, you still know what you came for. When the urge to agree just to end, it all rises up. That sentence gives you something to stand on. You deserve to say what you mean in the conversations that matter. That takes preparation, and it takes practice. But it starts with a single clear sentence that you write before you walk into the room. Frequently asked questions. What does it mean to freeze mid-conversation? To freeze mid-conversation means your mind goes blank and you lose the ability to find words or think clearly. It is caused by a stress response that prioritizes survival over speech. It most often happens during high stakes or emotionally charged discussions at work. Why do I lose my words during difficult conversations? You lose your words because your nervous system reads emotional pressure as a threat and triggers a stress response. Blood flow redirects away from the parts of your brain responsible for language and reasoning. The more significant the conversation feels, the more likely this is to happen. How do I recover when I freeze mid-conversation at work? The fastest recovery is a deliberate pause combined with a short grounding phrase such as "give me a moment to think." Take a slow breath, name what you last understood, and pick up from there. Preparation before the conversation also reduces how often you freeze in the first place. Is freezing mid-conversation a sign of poor communication skills? No. Freezing is a physiological response, not a character flaw or a sign of weak communication ability. Even experienced communicators freeze under sufficient pressure. The difference is that skilled communicators recognize it faster and have a recovery method ready before they need it. How can I prepare to avoid freezing during a high-stakes conversation? Write down your core point in one sentence before the conversation starts. Rehearse how you will open, and prepare two or three grounding phrases you can use if you lose your thread. The goal is not a perfect script, but enough structure to fall back on when your mind goes blank. Can freezing mid-conversation damage a professional relationship? It can, if you do not recover well. Prolonged silence, without recovery, can make that other person feel dismissed or create awkward tension. But a clean, confident recovery, using a brief pause and a clear phrase, often leaves no lasting impression and may even build trust by showing you take the conversation seriously. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.